Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's Appraisal Buzzcast. We have a great episode for you all today on market conditions. I want to welcome in our host, Hal Humphreys. Hal, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have an absolute fabulous guest and somebody who's speaking at Valuation Expo, but we're getting kind of a sneak peek with him right now. Let's bring in Kevin Hatt.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Welcome.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm great, Hal. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Another fantastic week in the life of an appraiser. What more could we ask for?
Living the dream.
Well, Kevin, you know, one of the things we like to do is just get a little bit of history, on our guests. I know that, you know, everybody knows who you are, but for those that might not, give us a little picture of Kevin Hecht's history in the appraisal industry.
All right, be happy to. So I started as an appraiser back in 1987. It was a kind of an unusual story. I had no intention of being an appraiser. I got out of college with a degree in economics, and I thought I was going to go to Wall Street and be the next Warren Buffett. But when I got out of college, I didn't have a job, and my dad was an appraiser. And so when I got home, he said, hey, why don't you start as an appraiser until you get a real job? And that was, you know, over 30 years ago.
That story is so, like, we could be the same person. My degree's in economics. I thought I was going to be a college professor, and here I am 30 plus years later appraising real estate. So yeah, I totally get that.
Definitely. So I worked for my dad for a couple of years, and then I got a chance to go to work at a local bank as a staff appraiser. And then through a series of mergers and acquisitions, I ended up at Bank of America, where I was a staff appraiser. Then I became a district manager, which meant I managed the staff appraisers. And then I spent several years as a regional manager, which meant I managed the managers of the staff appraisers. So I really got a pretty broad view of the whole appraisal process, both, you know, as an independent appraiser and then what goes on inside big institutions. And then I kind of switched to appraisal education, and I've been doing that for the last several years. And that's kind of where I am now.
I love it. Now, is your background primarily in residential appraisal or commercial valuation?
No, in residential. I'm a certified residential appraiser in Missouri.
Okay, awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you for taking the time to be here. And real quick, before we get into our topics, I want to take a second and give a shout out to one of our sponsors.
Since 1978, LIA Administrators and Insurance Services has been offering E&O insurance to valuation professionals. LIA applies superior customer service, exceptional liability education from Peter Christensen, and unparalleled claim defense managed by Claudia Gaglioni. LIA offers errors and omissions, commercial bonds, general liability, cyber liability, and real estate agents and brokers E&O. Visit liability.com or call 800-334-0652.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzz. I've got Kevin Hecht here today from McKissick. Kevin, you're going to be on a panel at Val Expo talking about market conditions. Tell us a little bit about that panel. What's that going to be like?
Well, I think basically, I'm excited about it. I think one of the things we know as appraisers is that the market is constantly changing. And I say this all the time, you know, I think right now we're seeing changes that we couldn't have anticipated. And the speed of the change is really kind of something we have to take into consideration. We've been through the highs, we've kind of come back a little bit. So I think, you know, we'll talk a lot about what's going on. So one of the other things I do, Hal, and I probably should have mentioned this, I am a college professor. I teach economics at the college level.
See, now I'm jealous.
And I really do enjoy that. But that's a big part of my background, is looking at the market dynamics. And like I said, I think one of the things we see today is the market changing at a pace we haven't seen in quite some time. And the question is, what's next? And I don't know that we know the answer to that completely at this point. So between now and August, it'll be interesting to see how the market shifts. And hopefully we'll be able to provide some background and give some great advice on, you know, what appraisers should look for, why they should be worried about, you know, what's going on in the economy, and then how it affects what they do every day.
Yeah, I love it. You know, you and I have both been at this long enough. I started working as an apprentice in 1987, became certified general in 92. When I went to my first mentor to talk to him about taking me on as a trainee, he said, this was 1987, he said, oh, you do not want to get into this business. 5 years from now, there won't be appraisers. And I've had that conversation a number of times early in my career. We're still here. And the interesting thing I find about markets going up and going down and going up and going down is there is almost always work for appraisers somewhere in the seams. If it's a really crazy hot market, for instance, a couple of years ago during, you know, the COVID time when there were all these calls about there aren't enough appraisers, we've got to have waivers, that kind of business. And appraisers were basically drinking from a fire hose because the market was so hot. It comes to a spot where it slows down or comes to basically a screeching halt. But at some point, it's either going to go further down, at which point a lot of appraisers have work, or it's going to go correct and go back up and appraisers have work. So my dad used to say, we get them on the way up and we get them on the way down. There's work out there for appraisers, and the market does have an impact on how we do our work on a day-to-day basis. But I think it's really important to be able to have the conversations about how we as appraisers analyze the market and report that to our clients. I think that's what the panel is going to be about.
Yeah. And just to backtrack for 1 second, the conversation you had about 5 years in 1987, I was told 3 years. and I've had that conversation constantly over the last 30 plus years. So you're right. There's always work for appraisers. And that's the question, right? Is the market going to go up? Is the market going to go down? And that's what understanding market conditions can help us figure out.
And it not only helps us figure out, you know, how to appraise property, but it also helps us figure out as business owners and entrepreneurs and you know, appraisers out there, how do we prepare for those slow times? You know, if it's crazy busy, sock some money away, be able to weather those downtimes. Understanding the market is important for us as appraisers in so many ways. And I'm tickled that you're going to be there to help us get our heads around those things.
Yeah. That's a great point. If I could out just for a second, I think one of the things that appraisers don't always focus on is the fact that a lot of them are running a business. And even if you work for somebody else, you're still running a business. So understanding how the market is, what the direction of the market is, can help you make decisions or think about decisions. Do I invest in new technology right now? Do I wait? What's going to happen to my bottom line? Those are all things that I think appraisers sometimes overlook. They just look at how many orders am I getting in a day?
That mindset, I've been there. I mean, I've been a solo operator for years as an appraiser, and I've been there. You know, you see the volume coming to a trickle and you get worried about, oh, am I going to be able to make as much money next month as I did last month? And the answer a lot of times is no, but if you understand the way the market goes up and down, you can kind of plan for those things. You know, one of the things that I tell appraisers often is when there's a downturn, when you're not quite so busy, and, you know, again, during COVID, all of my appraiser friends and myself, we were just inundated with work. We didn't have time to do anything but go out and look at properties and put reports together. When it slows down, that is a perfect time to consider reviewing your processes, like Kevin said, investing in new technology or taking advantage of the time to get yourself some new, updated, entertaining, educational material, learn something new. You know, and my dad used to say, it takes so much effort and so much money and so much time to get your appraisal license. Don't ever let it expire. Yeah. And here's the thing. If it's a slow market, it takes a lot to become licensed as and certified as a residential appraiser. Don't let that license slip away.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you make a great point. You know, when it is slow, and I think so many appraisers that I talk to on a regular basis are dealing with lenders, right? So this is a great time to look at other areas of appraisal where you can get in, and that education, that background, now's a great time to be looking at how can I break into some other markets.
I love it. Kevin, I'm going to take a real quick break and give a shout out to another one of our sponsors.
The Appraisal Institute recently launched its Instagram page, AI's latest presence on social media, joining Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the Face Value podcast. Visit and follow AI's Instagram page for another way to access valuation news and association updates. www.instagram.com/appraisalinstitute.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I've got Kevin Hecht in the room today. Kevin, you know, you were at the AXE conference this spring and you spoke on a panel about market conditions. Let's take a little bit of time right now and talk about market conditions for May and looking forward to June and July before the conference in August. What does the market look like to you right now?
So that's a great question. And I was kind of thinking about, you know, what I spoke about in May when we're talking about the national economy, what's going on in the real estate market. And at the time we were expecting interest rates to go up a little bit more, which they did. But I think when we look at the long-term interest rate trend, it's going to start the rise is going to sort of slow down a little bit. I don't think we're going to see quite the increases that we've seen, which is a good sign. The one area of the economy that's really kind of got me flabbergasted is the employment. I kind of expected that employment was going to come down a little bit, but we've still seen some really strong employment numbers, which means people have money to spend, which means inflation is still kind of a concern that we have to look at. So the question is, between now and the conference in August, what is the Federal Reserve going to do, if anything? The consensus is that they're not going to raise rates, and there is some discussion that they might start lowering rates a little bit. I'm still in the camp that they're going to keep things where they are because we're still seeing inflation be a little more aggressive than the Fed wants it to be. So I think, you know, long or short term, we're going to see pretty much status quo. I think inventory is a big issue still in residential real estate. There is some concern on the commercial side that the regional bank scare has got everybody kind of backing off. And the concern for residential appraisers, the fallout from that is that as the credit crunch starts to kind of creep over into other areas of banking, it's going to have an effect on the ability for people to get loans. To me, that's also a wild card because I don't know that it's as big of an issue as a lot of people seem to be making it out to be, but that's one of those we need to wait and see what happens things.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, Kevin, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to be here with us today. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you at Val Expo and hearing what the panel has to talk about market conditions and how appraisers can look at those things and analyze those things and make really informed and sound analysis and then conclusions based on those characteristics.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing a bunch of people there. And again, it's a great networking opportunity as well. So don't forget about that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I love about Val Expo is you've got everybody there. It's a really good place to meet the people you want to meet and spend time with, you know, Fannie, Freddie, all of the GSE is going to be there. A lot of the AMC is going to be there. A lot of the larger lenders, you know, it's a really good place to find out what's really happening in the industry from leaders in the industry. Let's see if Jim Morrison is still there with us. Jim, did we cover everything we needed to cover this morning?
We've covered most everything. I'll just do a quick cleanup on that panel. It's also got Stacey Caprioli and John Dingman. It's going to be a great panel, and that'll finish off August 9th. So Valuation Expo, once again, it's August 7th through 9th. McKissick's a silver sponsor there, and they have a special code for anybody that wants to register for $50 off. You can use MCK2023. So thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. We're really looking forward to your panel at Val Expo.
Great. Glad to be here.
And for Jim Morrison and Kevin Hecht, I'm Hal Humphreys. That's your Appraisal Buzz for this week.